Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Mary and I had a chance to drive that BMW X7 that RJ just reviewed, and it's a very capable and enjoyable ride. As we welcome you back for segment five today, our focus is going to be on Columbia, South Carolina, where this show is heard on FM 103.5 and AM 560 WVOC Radio, as it's time for Destination Spotlight number 89. Known as Cola or Soda City, which has nothing to do with the drink, this capital city is located in the eighth state in our nation that was admitted to the Union in 1788, and this segment is sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
Okay, Travel audience, luggage gifts are better than bouquets, right? I think so. With Valentine's Day on Monday, the team at Travel Pro joins us in saying it's time to get away. And to help make that happen, right now, listeners of our show are going to get 15% off top performers.
Our Travel Pro bags, well, they're soon going to be on the move again as we travel to Las Vegas next weekend for stop 10 on the big Let's Go America tour. Every traveler needs a companion, and Travel Pro is the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Go get your new luggage at TravelPro.com, save 15%, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, off to Columbia, South Carolina we go as Bill Ellen, CEO of Experience Columbia, is holding on that show hotline.
Welcome to the show, Bill. Nice to have you aboard as we talk Columbia for today's Destination Spotlight.
Thank you, Robert. Looking forward to being on the show.
Well, nice to have you here with us. All right, listen, I had an aunt who lived for years in your city, as well as a mentor in business who was very active in media and real estate there, so I've always enjoyed visiting and experiencing Columbia. One of my first memories, frankly, is trying the yellow mustard barbecue at, I think, Maurice Bessinger's Piggy Park. I have to admit, take some getting used to, but Columbia is certainly so much more than that. For folks that don't know, it's an easy drive along I-20 from Atlanta, certainly from Augusta as well. Charlotte to your north is an easy drive. So you've been in your role now 8 years. What engages you most about Columbia, Bill?
Well, I think to start with is we have so many days like today, which is a beautiful, sunny, 70-degree weather. So we're pretty much open year-round for all types of excitement and activity. So that's very positive for us. And just the overall atmosphere and environment of Columbia, we're really beginning to be on the map for a destination, and there's a lot of excitement, new things happening.
And lots of people moving from our neck of the woods up here to your area. Bill, most people who've spent any amount of time in Columbia, I'm sure, know about the Riverbanks Zoo and Botanical Gardens. And since I enjoy koala bears, I think our listeners might be interested to know it's one of only a small handful of zoos in the U.S. that has a permanent collection. But you're also home to the University of South Carolina, which brings a constant flow of travelers to the area. Do you think that that's helped the area modernize in the way it has, yet still maintaining and respecting its history?
Absolutely. We have a great university. It's well-known and well-respected, and it has the number one ranked international business school. But more importantly for our industry, it has a very respected hotel, restaurant, tourism management school, which trains a lot of young people that end up starting careers in our industry. So they play a very important part.
Interesting fact. I didn't know that, actually. All right, so I want to get to the Vista neighborhood because we can't have you on and not talk about Vista. It's a must-do, I think, when you're in Columbia, and I believe it's only one of, I don't like 9 or 10 cultural districts in all of South Carolina. So paint a picture of Vista for our listeners.
Well, you know, we're very proud of having the Vista, and I hear this all the time with meeting planners when they're looking to make decisions, or leisure travelers. It's a district that is very walkable, is very safe. It has a nice variety of retail, restaurants, bars, entertainment. We have museums. We have the number one ranked children's museum in the southeast. It's located in the Vista. Of course, the river runs through the Vista. That's three rivers that merge into one river and creates a lot of outside activity. We have whitewater tubing. We have kayaking and canoeing. The hotels are walkable from our convention center. We have major hotels. We have new hotels. They're walkable. There's about 80 or 90 restaurants in the district. So it's just really an up-and-coming.
As Mary said, yeah, it's a place.
Place
and those three
be.
Rivers
yeah.
also help keep, when the summers get a little hot there, they keep it cool and you have things to do. I'm just curious really quick with you, because then I want to ask you our last question. Is the Soda City market still going on strong? If memory serves me, it's probably going on right now since this show is airing at almost 11 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday.
It is back. It's happening again. And that's such a unique activity. It occupies four or five blocks of Main Street. They keep expanding.
Yeah, we love markets like that when we travel. It's a big thing that Mary and I like to do. But all right, Bill, so we're going to run out of time. We only have about 40 seconds with you right now. So last question from us. It's one we like to ask every guest when we have them on for the Destination Spotlight. Share with us right now something that's surprising or an interesting fact about Columbia that you think is going to entice all of our listeners to come give you a visit.
Well, one thing is we are the state capital of South Carolina, and with that we have a lot of history that dates back pre-Civil War time, so we've got a lot of history. We're certainly open to a lot of outdoor activities with great weather and lots of choices, lots of cultural and culinary experiences. So we got a lot to share with everyone.
All right. Well, listen, we appreciate that. There are the facts. We really appreciate you joining us today, Bill. And folks, you can find out more, plan your own travels at experiencecolumbiasc.com. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you, Robert and Mary both. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
All right. Well, there goes Bill. And listen, to all of our listeners right now tuned in on News Talk WVOC, we would really enjoy hearing what you most enjoy about your city and if you also enjoy going to that Soda City Market. But that's going to be it for hour one of the program this week in Destination Spotlight number 89. You can find them all on the homepage of our website. After these messages, we'll be back with hour two. We're going to kick things off talking romantic love travel. It is Valentine's Day on Monday, folks. Plus, we've got the personal connection, right stuff, so much more still to come. Keep your radios locked in, and don't forget you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.